Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. The French authorities say the fate of the suspected ringleader of last week's deadly attacks in Paris remains unknown following a police raid early on Wednesday. The Paris prosecutor said the chief suspect, Abdelhamid Abaoud, was not among those arrested in the operation, but others killed in the raid have yet to be identified. Hugh Schofield reports.
The prosecutor said that there were two bodies found after the raid in Saint-Denis, but such was the scene of destruction inside the flat, they could not be certain there was not a third. Of the eight people who were taken into custody, none, he said, was Abdelhamid Abaoud. But that appeared to leave open the possibility that the man, suspected of being the ringleader behind Friday's attacks, may have been one of those killed in the raid. That's certainly what some American media are reporting, quoting American security officials. What is known is that French intelligence received a tip on Monday that Abaoud might be in France, and it was this that led them to the Saint-Denis flat.
The Islamic State group says it's killed two more hostages, a Norwegian and a Chinese national, after their governments failed to pay a ransom. The group published what it said were photographs of the men's bodies. They appear to have been shot. Norway and China have both condemned the killings. Police in Honduras say they have arrested five Syrians who were travelling in stolen Greek passports and were intending to head overland to the United States. The men did not speak a word of Greek. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Honduran police said the five men were planning to travel to the north of the country and then cross into Guatemala and Mexico before arriving at the U.S. border some 2,000 kilometers away. They were detained at the airport in Tegucigalpa. A police spokesman says Interpol will try to help establish their identities. There's increasing concern in the U.S. since the Paris attacks over the arrival of Syrian and Iraqi refugees.
The United Nations Nuclear Agency, the IAEA, says that Iran has begun removing nuclear technology in line with its agreement with six world powers. Bethany Bell reports.
The IAEA report says Iran has started taking away centrifuges and related infrastructure at its enrichment plants at Natanz and Fordo. The IAEA is verifying and monitoring the process. According to the report, almost a quarter of the centrifuges installed have been removed since October. These steps, agreed under the deal with six world powers, are meant to make it more difficult for Iran to make a nuclear weapon. Iran says its nuclear work is purely peaceful.
Police in Nigeria say two female suicide bombers have blown themselves up in a busy market in Kano, killing 13 people. On Tuesday, more than 30 people died in a suicide attack in the northeastern city of Yola. It's thought both attacks were carried out by the Islamist group Boko Haram. BBC News. U.S. researchers have grown human vocal cords in the laboratory in the first step towards better treatment for people whose voices are damaged or lost. The scientists used human cells to grow layers of tissue, which they tested in voice boxes taken from dead dogs. They sent air through them using an artificial windpipe and were able to produce some realistic sounds. The researchers say their work offers hope to the millions of people who suffer from voice impairment. The upper chamber of the British Parliament, the House of Lords, has backed calls to give 16 and 17-year-olds a vote in the planned referendum on whether to remain in the European Union. The government opposes the move to reduce the voting age from 18. It believes the legitimacy of the result could be undermined if a majority of teenagers support one side.